This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Valley time today. The writer of the broadsheet newsletter about the world's most powerful women sets her skills against mine. Kristen Bellstrom is also a senior editor at Fortune magazine. Kristen, you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I think I'm ready.
Okay, good. $4.4 billion.
Is that how much Verizon paid for AOL?
You are correct. Well done. I also found out there's always apparently code names for these kinds of takeovers, like internal code names so that people don't find out what they're doing, right?
Sure.
And the code name, according to an SEC filing for this, was Project Hanks, as in Tom Hanks, who was in a movie which you may remember in 1998 called You've Got Mail.
Heard of it? Heard of it.
All right. What do you got for me?
20.
20 what?
Minutes.
20 minutes is how long I wish I could make a Snapchat about my life.
Wouldn't be much of a Snapchat then. 20 minutes is the battery length of the new selfie drone from Lilly.
It was only a matter of time before the selfie stick graduated to a selfie drone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 4.3 billion addresses.
Is this something about the fact that we're going to run out of IP addresses?
You, madam, are very good at this game.
You must be going easy on me.
No, not at all. You are very good. 4.3 billion addresses. When the internet was invented, engineers created 4.3 billion unique internet addresses, or IP addresses, as you and I know them, for computers that joined the network. And now, of course, devices and so many other things. We're about to run out of that first generation of addresses. The U.S. has, I don't know, a couple more weeks.
What do they do when you run out of addresses?
Just like all the internet cat videos explode at once.
I'm going home if there's no internet cat videos to watch. That's it.
So there's like this new generation of IP addresses that people are slowly adopting, but they're not adopting them fast enough. All right, what do you got for me?
$50.
I really have nothing. I have nothing.
Walmart is testing a new free shipping policy because they want to take on Amazon Prime.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Like they do with everything, Walmart is thinking maybe we can undercut them and do it cheaper.
Kristen Bellstrom is senior editor at Fortune magazine, where she writes The Broadsheet, a daily newsletter about the world's most powerful women. Kristen, you killed it.
Thank you. It was really fun.